Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. An instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
on
Dumois.
More. I need to hear more. Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I'm the voice of Dumois. If you've been tuning in, you know by now I'm using a voice distorter. I'll be using this voice from now on. Let me know what you think. And of course, this will not change the fact that I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about John Mayer's love life, Aaron Rodgers' latest IG post, more euphoria, Sam Hunt divorce intel, and an incendiary tweet about a lovable comedian. We're discussing all of this and more with podcast legend Sophia Franklin. You may know her from her podcast Sophia with an F or from her previous experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Sophia is candid, fierce, and incredible on this week's Do You. Trust me, you're going to want to stick around. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You. I am so excited for today's guest. I feel like we're friends at this point.
We're beyond. We're like best friends. We've already just talked about so many things, so I'm fucking excited for this shit.
People get upset that like, because... People get upset when I say to my guests, like, I'll tell you offline, or like, remember that thing we were talking about offline. So let's not try to have too many inside jokes because I don't want the listeners to feel left out.
No, you're right. Yeah. We're like those two, like the cousins at the Christmas party, like telling secrets in the corner. No, we're going to tell everyone everything. At first, I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, my listeners get mad if you swear. And I got really scared for a second. We're allowed to swear, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, if you guys didn't already guess who my guest is, it's Sophia Franklin of the very successful podcast, Sophia with an F. My new bestie cousin. Love her so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this. I have been following your Instagram page basically since its inception, and I'm just so excited.
Okay. Well, I just also want to say that you have been on the Spotify Green Room show, Do Me After Dark, and we had a ball, and I guess word got out because I've been receiving so many DMs being like, when is that episode going to be saved to Spotify so I could listen? So if you guys are wondering when the Sophia Franklin episode will be available on Spotify. They are having some technical difficulties. It will be this week, and I'll let you guys know, because that is an episode you will not want to fucking miss. It was epic. Sophia, did you have to tell me what happened with Joe.
Okay, so this guy, I mean, I guess you guys will listen. This guy joined the episode. Joe and I are talking. Straight up, I'm not lying to you. Like, we've been talking. I met a guy on the Spotify green room, you guys.
Oh my God.
It's like, what? Dude, I'm going to have to invite you to the wedding.
I'm fucking dying. Okay, so you guys, if you don't know this, if you haven't joined my green room before, it's interactive. So it's basically a live podcast where you can raise your hand and you could talk to my guest. So Sophia was my guest. This guy named Joe raises his hand, talks to Sophia. He asked you a question, I think, about a relationship question. And then when he was done, I was like, you sound fucking hot.
Yes.
And then we got into like Joe personally, and I was like, hit up Sophia in the DMs, and he was like, I already have. So, oh my God, he lives in Long Island. You're in Utah. When are you guys going to meet in person?
Okay, so so what ended up happening? So this guy, I find his DM. You have like a skill, because you heard his voice. You said he was hot. This man, dude, is so fucking sexy. I was not expecting that. He checks all the boxes. I don't even know. But I just signed a lease on my apartment today, and I'm moving to New York on March 1st. So literally next week.
Oh my God. So you guys are going to like basically go out on a date within the next 2 weeks.
Basically. And I mean, 100%, I'm going to like keep you updated and let you guys know how it goes. But how serendipitous was that?
I mean, first of all, he sounded really nice. He has a good job. He's an investment banker.
He had enough
balls to raise his hand and ask you a question. Like, that's not easy. There were hundreds of people in the green room, you know, and he got up in front of everyone. He asked you a question. I was very impressed by the way he carried himself. So I am so happy it worked out. This like made my fucking week. I needed to hear this.
It was so amazing. And we dropped a bunch of tea in that. I mean, I turned a vibrator on.
He did.
Like, I talked about a celebrity and I gave names that I hooked up with. Like, it was really good.
It was. And you did address the Alex Cooper situation very eloquently and respectfully, but
you did address
that. Mm-hmm. So we thank you for addressing that, because a lot of people had asked that question. So today we won't be talking about anything that we talked about in the green room, unfortunately. We are going to be getting into the hot celeb gossip of the week. And I want to start off with something that happened today. It's
post.
Okay. I don't know if you... Okay. I'm going to give you all the information, and then I want you to tell me like how you would categorize this celebrity. And the celebrity is Aaron Rodgers. Okay. So he posted... Okay. So there was rumors that they had split. Him and Shailene had split. I had heard every time I posted about them for the past month, I had heard people had DM'd me and said, Aaron literally told me with his own mouth that they are broken up. Okay. Like literally, I would get this kind of message every time I posted about their relationship. So something very like kind of loose and unofficial came out recently that they broke up. Then today he posts something on Instagram and says, Shailene, thanks for letting me chase after you the first couple months after we met and finally letting me catch up to you and be a part of your life. Thanks for always having my back, for the incredible kindness you show me and everyone you meet, and for showing me what unconditional love looks like. I love you and I'm grateful for you. So I am like, what the fuck? What games are you playing, Aaron Rodgers? So I'm like, at this point, I'm like, everyone's messaging me. They're like, what is going on? Like, I thought they broke up. So I go to my most trusted source
And I'm like, what the fuck kind of games is Aaron Rodgers playing right now? And this person, my most trusted source, one of them, says they are definitely not back together. But he's trying to show that they have an amicable relationship by praising her and saying that he'll always love her. Sources.
Okay, why?
Well, listen to this. Sources also say he would be okay with wanting to give things another chance, but she's less inclined. He doesn't necessarily, this is where I want you to figure out what kind of man he is. Mm-hmm. He doesn't necessarily want the engagement to be back on, but he wouldn't mind giving things another shot and seeing how they turn out. What the fuck is that? Like, okay, we're not going to be engaged, but let's stay together, but not be engaged after I already proposed to you. Like, I'm taking it back. Like, what is that, a fuckboy? Like, what is your take on this situation?
Okay, honestly, I think that he has been behaving like a fuckboy, as most athletes do. Okay, I know it's a generalization, but it's true. And I think that this post that he made for her was his, like, almost like in a Kanye West type of thing, like his way of publicly letting the world know, like his public display of affection for her. And in his mind, it's like, no, this is how serious I am, that I'm going to put it on my Instagram and I'm going to make it public like this, you know, like just like a act of love, but like desperation. And he wanted to make it big and he wanted to make a splash. So it like really got to her. That's what I think.
So this is fuckboy. This is fuckboy behavior is what
I think it is. I think it is, because this last month, like, he's telling people with his own words, we're broken up. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, what do we know why they broke up in the first place?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I personally think, like, maybe they're just almost too mismatched in a way. This is just my own opinion. I never got a real reason of why he was telling people they were broken up or why they would be broken up. That's just my take.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not cheating. Like, there's nothing like, you know, salacious going on. So when it's those kind of situations, it's kind of hard for us as outsiders, or even like, I think, the press, to like really give like a straight answer. Like, why would they, you know? So.
Right. And so an article came out. I mean, this was just like word of mouth that they were broken up. And then what? Like, the news started putting articles out yesterday that it was like an official thing. Like, they picked up on it.
Yeah, I think it wasn't yesterday. It was like last week, you know, like sources say.
Okay.
But I had been posting for months, and like, you know, my followers can attest to this, that people were telling me whenever they would run into Aaron Rodgers, like maybe at a golf thing or, you know, something like that, he would say he was single.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now everyone's confused.
Yeah. In my opinion, I think that like, Shailene probably hit her wit's end and was like it's act. I mean, maybe he's like been trying behind the scenes to get to her. I don't know. And I think something must have happened where she really was calling it quits, and he had to just desperately do whatever he could to like try to get her back. You know, I think that's really what happened. They always want you when you're gone. You know,
yep.
And even though he was saying he was like single and stuff, maybe they were still talking, maybe they were still hanging out here and there, who knows? But I think she must have like really cut it off and maybe just like really ended things. And he got crazy and desperate and was like, holy shit, I actually am going to like lose this girl. And he's wilding out a little bit. I mean, that's like the craziest Instagram post. Like,
it is.
So like, what? And please tell me what the picture is.
It's like them snuggling.
Okay. That makes it even worse. Like, wait, what? Well,
it's them like very snuggly.
Okay.
Hold on. It's cute. It's like, you know, she's resting her head on his shoulder and her eyes are closed, and she just has this like very peaceful look on her face, and his head is tilted on her forehead, and they're just like,
I mean, this is like, this is his cry for help to get Shailene back. It's not like some like, I love this girl, we're amicably splitting up, love her and like love whatever she does. He's not posting a picture of them canoodling if that was the case. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know what? Now you say it, I totally agree with you, because I had heard he broke up with her in the beginning and she didn't want to call it quits. She didn't want to put out the statement saying that they were broken up. This was a while ago. And now it all makes sense. She probably got fed up, said, fuck you. And now he's wiling out. Yep. That's what happened, guys. Because they're not back together. Yeah. They're not back together. My source like is pretty clear with saying that. And that's exactly what fucking happened. Fuck boy behavior.
Mystery solved. It's just so fucking obvious.
Okay. Have you ever met Aaron Rodgers?
No, I have not.
Okay. Just curious, because I'm sure you've definitely come across your share of athletes.
Yes. I've never been like a huge cleat chaser, like super into athletes. I've definitely been around them. One of my really good friends, that was like her whole thing was athlete. So I was definitely around them. Aaron Rodgers is one that I have not been around.
TBD if they make a statement, but you guys have been asking me all day. They are not back together. Okay, let's move on to Euphoria. Now, this is just, I'm just going to basically read this like super juicy email I received that I haven't posted on Instagram. So somebody says, so we discussed, Sophia, last week I discussed Euphoria. So usually like when somebody hears something being discussed on the podcast, like you have a podcast, I'm sure you know, you'll get like a lot of follow-up afterwards. So this person said, adding to your Euphoria info and super anon. And like I told you guys, super anon, you know what that fucking means. That means they are on the inside. They're deep in, because they want to be super anon. Because how much more anon can you be if you're already anon? Yeah.
Saying I'm super anon, like there's something sexy and like exclusive about that.
It is. Every time I see it, I get like butterflies and like chills every time somebody sends me something and says super anon. Okay, so this is what they say. Jacob Elordi and Sam Levinson also had a very bad experience on set. There's been public talk about how long the New Year's Eve party took to film, but what hasn't been shared is how Jacob and Sam got into a huge blow up that almost got physical. They had to be separated. Managers got involved and Jacob was legit ready to walk. It was a combination of working through nights and Sam's desire to reshoot and reshoot. Sam shoots so long and over budget that HBO tightened the leash, and when Sam said he needed to go past the overall shooting end date, HBO said, wrap it up or we're going to take the cameras. FYI, shooting is supposed to begin in November since Dune begins in June, so that'll free up Zendaya to start on time. All are expected to return, but I don't know about Barbie. I'm sure there will be others added like Chloe Cherry and Dominic Fike were. I do know that to the bane of everyone, it's expected Nate and Cassie will continue to have a relationship.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
So this super anon gave us a lot to think about. And I think, you know, all the rumors going around about like what happened on set and whatnot. I think that as a viewer, and I'm sure, are you watching the show?
I have not seen the second season yet. I saw the first season, though.
Okay, well, the second season is so fucking intense. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So to hear that, you know, there was, you know, pressure on set that could have, you know, erupted into a big blowout. Like, that's not surprising if you watch the season. Like, it's so fucking intense what these actors had to do for their roles. So, you know, I don't think that any of this is really surprising. And also, like, I mean, the show is incredible. So to hear that they had to reshoot and reshoot and the budget was out of control, that's also not really that surprising. Mm-hmm. If you watch the show, it's like fucking insane. But I'm sad if Barbie was Barbie's character Kat was in season one a lot, and not, this won't ruin anything for you. Yeah, she's not. Yeah, she's not in this season a lot at all.
Okay,
which is a bummer because her character's awesome. So it doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't look like she's going to return next season, guys, but everyone else is slated to return. So I just wanted to give everyone a little update on that.
So actually, I have a super anon little tidbit about Euphoria. I heard, and I might get a little bit of hate for this, but I really, really shouldn't. Everyone is obsessed in love with Zendaya. I heard that she is a little bit difficult to work with on set and a little tiny bit of a diva. And the first thing I thought when I heard that was, as she should be. You know what I mean? Like, actually, yes. Though, as yes. She fucking should be.
Yes. No, I agree. I have heard, and I don't really like to, like you said, like, people are not happy to hear bad things about Zendaya. But, like, mm-hmm. I have heard little whispers, like, nothing tragic. Like, I don't think she's, like, you know, like, throwing, like, you know, her right. Fiji water bottle at assistants' heads. But I think that I've heard that, I don't want to say difficult, like, maybe diva is a good word.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Diva is a good word.
And honestly, if I was in her position, I can't say, like, I wouldn't behave the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. She's also been in the business a really, really long time. I think people right. forget that. She was basically a child actor. So
right.
I think that, you know, actors or singers or whoever, celebs that have been in the business since they were children, besides maybe Drew Barrymore, like, let's exclude her. Mm-hmm. I think that they behave a little bit differently.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, it's yeah. just the nature.
I could totally see that. And, you know, the budget, I heard the budget for Euphoria is just absolutely insane. Like,
I mean, you have to watch this season.
I literally think I'm going to watch it tonight. Like, I know I've been waiting to watch it, and it looks just, every time I get on Instagram, that's the only thing people are talking about. Like, I can't get away from it. So I just need to watch the show. And I loved the first season.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so well done. There's no show like it. Like, the way it's very artistic. So that's why, like, when I hear, like, the reshoots and the budget stuff, like, I'm like, of course. Like, if you see how it's fucking done, it's like, there's no show that was ever filmed like this, in my opinion. I mean, maybe someone has another opinion, but.
Yeah, you know what? I heard that Euphoria was actually based off an Israeli show, like a show that's based in Israel, and they kind of based Euphoria off of that. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it was a little bit based off that, but Sam Levinson has had he's had issues with substances.
Oh, okay.
He's had substance abuse issues, so he has also incorporated some of his own personal experiences. Like, I actually just read that, yes, it was based off that show, but the Rue character, the Zendaya character, is based off of him.
Oh my god, that's so interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Here's another little Euphoria tidbit for you guys. We were actually talking about on Instagram today and yesterday, sex scenes in TV and movies. And, you know, I had actors and actresses message me saying that, like, you know, sex scenes are so difficult and they're so awkward to film. And, you know, intimacy coaches are so important. Now, Sophia, when you watch the second season of Euphoria, you'll know why this is important because there's a lot of sex scenes. So somebody told me that the woman who is the intimacy coordinator on Euphoria is the daughter of one of the execs at HBO and got the job because her mom told her to apply. She had never worked in TV or film before, as far as I could tell. This is what the person alleges. They're not sure, but as far as they can tell, that she had never had any film or TV experience. But her mom thought she'd be good for it because she was getting a sex and relationships counselor certification at the time. Euphoria was her first ever job, and now, according to her, she's Hollywood's leading intimacy coordinator. It looks like she's starting her own intimacy coordinator training program so she could make money off of certifying other people to get their certificate to be an intimacy coordinator. This person says that, you know, what they find funny is that intimacy coordinators have been working in theater for years. Someone else told me, who's an actor on actually a TV show that's on now, that intimacy coordinators are not required on set. So they're not required, but now they're becoming more and more of an industry standard. Like 2 or 3 years ago, this job didn't exist. So what I say to this person, whoever, I'm going to actually plug her fucking business, because I say bravo for seeing a hole in and creating a fucking career. She owns intimacycoordinator.com, www.intimacycoordinator.com. I don't know her name. I don't know if this story is accurate, but bravo, intimacy coordinator, for creating a fucking business out of a hole in the entertainment industry where you'll probably make tons of fucking money, because in 2022, I would assume intimacy coordinators are going to start becoming a requirement.
Right. Oh my God. That is something I've never thought about, and so genius and brilliant to like her to like come in and capitalize on that. I mean, I'm thinking about it, and I think, you know, television gets more and more graphic, nudity gets more and more accepted, and it's like, this is going to just be like a huge growing business, and I'm quitting the podcast and I'm becoming an intimacy coordinator because
you should be one. You'd be so good at it.
How fun would it be? I mean, I don't know if it's fun. It's probably like very intense, and there's probably some emotional things that go with that. I would love to know like what the job role is. Like, what do they need to do?
Okay, I know this because somebody was telling me. So they're the liaison between the director and the actors during a sex scene.
Okay, so the director doesn't need to like be talking to the girl specifically and saying like, I want you to move your body like this and moan like this. And okay, See, that's so important, honestly.
Agree. Like, so like, you know, some crass like middle-aged director isn't like, you know, like put her tit in your mouth, you know, like the intimacy coordinator, you know, we're like in the 80s, like the directors would probably be like, pretend you're like, you're sucking his dick, you know,
right?
Like,
take now, your clothes off. Like, like the whole thing.
Now the intimacy coordinator like is the liaison and will be like, okay, like, I don't know, I'm making this up. This is just like what I'm imagining. But Sophia, you would be so fucking good as an intimacy coordinator. I really think you should just like look into getting your certificate just to have.
I'm, you know, while you were saying it, I typed it down and I'm literally like going to look into it. I think I would thrive in that environment. By the way, for everyone, my podcast, I talk very, very explicitly about sex and all of those things. And I think I would kill it. And I mean, just like as a woman, and I mean, a man too, like, wouldn't you just, for me, I would feel so much more comfortable having another woman telling me how to behave in a sex scene. You know what I mean?
Agree. And you're like, I don't know, you're just like very comfortable to talk to. Like, this is really only our third time speaking, and I just I feel very comfortable speaking with you. You make people feel comfortable speaking to you. I'm not even fucking like blowing smoke up your ass. Like, I really think you should consider this.
No, I do too. Okay, so basically, you got me a boyfriend and you got me like a new career. And like, This is just fucking wild. No, I'm actually looking this up after. I need to know how much they get paid. I feel like, and also this is like early in the business. I think if I get in there early, like,
yes!
I can kill it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this girl is so fucking genius. Like, who cares if she's the daughter of, like, that's how you get your foot in the fucking door. Not hard work. You need to fucking know people. Then you put in the hard work. But, like,
it's getting. Yes. Your,
I mean, this is this girl, whoever you are, intimacy coordinator, you're fucking genius.
You are a genius, and yeah. I'm applying. And okay. I already have a fucking resume. It's every episode I've done on Sophia with an F. So go check it out.
Okay, I can't wait to hear an update on this. If you know, if you like look into it, or if you go on the website, or I'm dead serious. I'm following up with this with you.
I also do. I texted my little what do we call them? A super anon.
Yeah.
And their budget is 10 to 15 million an episode.
An episode?
Yes. And this is someone who knows 100%.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of money.
That really is. So Euphoria's budget is $10 to $15 million an episode. So they can afford like a pricey intimacy coordinator.
Oh, for sure.
Because I'm telling you, like, you don't even know, Sophia, like the way more sex scenes than last season. Way more.
Okay. Well, that's making me like want to run and jump and watch it. My cousin is obsessed, and she's told me a little bit about the sex between Jacob and Cassie and how it's different between Maddie, and that was really interesting. So
yeah,
I want to check it out. A lot of sex.
Okay. The next topic I just want to quickly touch on. I don't have a lot of information on this, but since you guys are asking me about it in the DMs, I did receive a message. It's regarding the Sam Hunt divorce. Do you know who he is, Sophia? He's a country music person.
Yes. Yeah.
So his wife is divorcing him, and she's alleging that he cheated. And this is all the information that I've received, from a reliable source. The person says, could get really nasty. The PR machine is in hyperdrive. The wife hired a private investigator to follow him. He has slept with a lot of people. Okay. And there's some other issues there as well. I'm paraphrasing because I don't want to say anything and accuse anyone of anything that isn't true. Again, this is hearsay and gossip. Mm-hmm. She got the full report back from the private investigator and went ballistic. She's pissed.
Ooh.
And they're shocked if she stays quiet. Now, I didn't read the articles, but I did see the headline saying that she is alleging that he cheated, but I don't know if she'll go into full detail. Obviously, this person has more detail. I don't know anything about this guy, but since everyone's asking, this is all I have. I don't know if you know anything about country music.
No. I don't know anything about Sam Hunt. I just knew about like Paige and Morgan, but like, to me, it's like the country singers, the athletes, the actors, is there one of them that does not cheat? I need to know.
No, and it's so funny you said that, because at the end of the person's message, they said to me, like I've said before, I'd be more shocked to find someone faithful in Nashville than these guys that sleep with anything they can. So,
right?
No. Yeah. So to answer your question, no faithfulness.
No. And I think it's like, you know, I have so many friends. I mean, there's just so many people who fantasize about that and they love that. And, you know, if I had the opportunity to date a, you know, big name celebrity, I'd probably do it. But I stay away from that, you know? And I've, you know, been like, I've had like some conversations with some high profile people, and it just, I don't even want to go down that road because I know it's going to end badly. Like, I already know. I'm looking at you. I know you're going to cheat on me. I know, like, my heart is going to be broken. So, like, why waste my time? Maybe that's, like, a little bit, you know, cynical, but that's just how I feel.
No, I totally agree. I've been asked the question by followers all the time, like, which celebrity would you ever hook up with? I'm like, none. Literally,
right?
not. not one. Besides the fact that I just like know too much shit, I just, it makes them so much less attractive to, you know what type of people they are. But then, you know, the other side of it is like when you're living that life, like you're a celebrity and you're kind of like living in the fast lane and like, you know, at some point nothing excites you. So you have to do more and more that excites you. Like I kind of like don't blame them in a way. That it's hard to stay faithful.
Right. I don't blame them at all. It's like, what did George Clooney say? He's like, anytime you see a hot girl, just know there's a guy that's tired of fucking her.
What?
You've never heard that quote?
No.
Yes. Yes. I know. Oh, my God. If George is cheating on a mall, that will, like, actually break my heart. But I mean, it's like, it's just eventually it's probably going to happen. I don't blame them either. It's similar to billionaires. Billionaires are not normal human beings. They just can't be. They live on a planet where they get anything they want, wherever they want, whatever they want. And like, you're just not a normal human at that point.
I agree 100%. It's disheartening, but you know what? It's like the hard reality of the situation. And like, I hate to bring this celebrity up every single fucking podcast, but like, people always ask about like who Chris Evans is dating. It's like, Chris Evans is dating everyone. Like, he's dating a lot of different people, you know what I mean? Like, he's single. So yeah, like maybe he is dating the Portuguese actress. Maybe he is dating, you know, the hometown hottie. Maybe he is dating someone in LA. Like, he's single. He's allowed to do that. So
yes,
I mean, it's just, it's the reality of the situation. So sorry to break it down to you guys, but.
Right. And then just similar to what you were saying, Dew, is like, I think because they have access to anyone they want, like over time they start wanting like kinkier or like more accelerated, crazier sex. And it just like starts amping up, and it's like they never ever are satisfied. And like, I wouldn't want to deal with that, you know?
No. And I think that's also kind of why like a lot of celebrities are bisexual, to be honest, because it's like the next level or like another thrill or like something maybe taboo, you know, absolutely, especially if they're not as open about their sexuality as like some celebrities are, some celebrities aren't, you know? So that's why I think that that's also so prevalent. And I get it. I totally get it. And I get why they want to keep it quiet. Sometimes I don't understand why, you know, like huge celebrities who, you know, lead, you know, different lives than they portray to the public want to keep it private. Because I say to myself, like, it's 2022. Like, if you're a huge, like, A-list male celebrity and you're gay, like, is it really still hard to come out of the closet? You know, maybe I'm just being naive and stupid by even asking that question, but I just feel like everyone's so much more accepting than they were, that like, it breaks my heart to feel that they can't live their truth, that they still have to be in the closet. It's 2022. Like, when will that ever change?
It breaks my heart too. I think as time goes on, I think way more people are going to come forward. But I mean, like, if you think about it, like, there is still, I mean, I'm in Utah right now. There is still some very close-minded people. And like, even just like, you know, my grandparents, like, obviously they're accepting, but even like, they're still trying to get on board with all of that. And so like, I get it. And it's like such a deep-rooted issue. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like we're so much more accepting. I think honestly, in 5-10 years, we're going to see a huge shift.
I hope so. I really do. And you know what? You make a good point, because I've had this conversation with someone before and they said the same thing. Like, not everyone lives in New York. There's a whole other world out there where people don't think the same. So I guess it is kind of naive for me to think that. But it's just like I said, I feel bad for those people that have to still like live a secret life.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Dew.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders.
Mm.
You like what they did
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In high hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast, under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
I just want to quickly, before we get into a topic that I'm really excited to ask you about, I just want to quickly just read this tweet that everyone's sending me. Somebody tweeted, "I've never seen an episode of Ted Lasso, but its fans have big childless adult whose entire personality is predicated on their love of Disneyland energy." Okay, so basically... this person's saying that
what did you just say?
I know. I don't even know what I just said. This person's saying that the fans of Ted Lasso have Disneyland adult energy. Do you know like those adults that like love to go to Disneyland? That's what they're saying. Okay.
That is fucking hilarious.
I don't necessarily think that's true because a lot of my followers love Ted Lasso and mm-hmm. I like, you know, I converse with them. They don't all seem like Disneyland adults, which by the way, there's nothing wrong with a Disneyland adult. Like if you enjoy Disneyland as an adult, like go for it. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is somebody quote tweeted and said, "The responses to this tweet would be wilder if it was more widely known what an IRL creep Sudeikis is." Jason Sudeikis. And somebody forwarded me this tweet and said, the person who tweeted that, who said that Sudeikis is a creep, was the same person who broke all the Ellen drama, the Ellen show drama.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So a lot of people are sending me this tweet. There have been a series of blind items that have been sent to me over the past 3 months alluding to a comedian who's going to be outed for not being so great. Now those blind items have been sent totally blind. I don't have communication with the people sending those blind items, so I don't know who they're referring to, but people are asking me if the two correlate. And I want to just also say that I have independently have not heard that many private things about Jason Sudeikis. I've heard a couple things very early on when I started my Instagram account, and I don't want to misquote what they said because mm-hmm. again, I don't want to be like accusatory, but I did hear a couple of things that kind of made me go that's unexpected. But since then, okay, it's been like 2 years since I've had the account. Since then, since over a year and a half, I haven't heard anything on Jason Sudeikis. So I don't know what kind of creep. I mean, that's a pretty bold statement to make, I think. And it definitely got people's attention. Like, I don't know if this guy thought he was just tweeting something random and no one would pick up on it, but it definitely got people's attention because everyone's sending it to me, which is why I'm even addressing it. instead of like responding to 100 DMs, I'm just letting you guys know. I don't know if they correlate, if the blind items that I've been posting correlate to this tweet, but stay tuned and maybe we'll find out, or maybe we won't find out. Maybe nothing will come to light and Yikes. We'll never know.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Everyone's freaking out. That's why they're sending it to me. They're like, please tell me no. Please tell me no. And I'm like, so lovable and nice and funny and cute.
Right? And like Harvey Weinstein, it's like, we can see it. It's like Jason Sudeikis. It's like, no, like I don't see that.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that kind of talk. But mm-mm. I really haven't heard any, I can't speak to this from things that I've heard because I haven't really heard that much. So I don't know. But I mean, usually when things like this don't come to light, that means like the story was killed behind the scenes.
Oh.
So
okay.
So I don't know what this guy knows. I don't know why he's saying that. It's all very ambiguous right now, but I have seen the tweet. I do know you guys are asking if the emails correlate to the tweet. I can't really answer that right now, but I'm disappointed too.
Like that always comes out. I feel like these types of things in this time, like it will come out eventually if it's, happening.
Yeah. If there's evidence. Yeah.
Right.
If there's evidence, for it to come out, it will. Mm-hmm. If there's nothing there, it won't. If it's not even about him, maybe it's about somebody else. Like I hear rumblings of different names all the time. I mean,
And this guy said it was a comedian specifically.
Well, this guy, the tweet named Jason Sudeikis, but I've been all these like really, really like vague emails like over the past 3 months, like this comedian. They didn't say who it was about. It was just always like this comedian will be exposed soon. Like every month, like once a month, I get this like really like this really spooky email like this comedian will be exposed soon.
Oh my God. Is it just me or like, I mean, I know it's super prevalent in this industry, the Me Too stuff, but is it like extra, extra prevalent with comedians or is that just me?
No, I think it is. And I just have learned that. I think that's a fair statement to say just by everything that we've learned over the past few years. I mean, yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
I think it's about the environment of comedy clubs and that's what I've been told. I've been told like the comedy club environment is very like loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. In a lot of areas. So if you're a comedian and you're coming from, that type of environment, and let's say you start working on a TV show or a movie, like maybe you don't change the way you act because that's all you know.
Right. There's no HR department at the comedy club, right?
No, there isn't. Right. But maybe that's another business we could start, Sophia.
Oh my God. Hi. Okay. I'm going to start implementing that every comedy club. You know what I also think it is I think stand-up comedy in terms of entertainment is probably the hardest job. I think it's harder than being an actor. I think it's harder than, going on tour and like doing concerts, like doing a stand-up routine. I think just for your mental is just really fucking rough.
I agree with that statement. I agree with that statement. I actually talked about a famous A-list comedian, female comedian last week. And I kind of posed the question, like, what's going on with female comedians? Because I was getting a lot of intel that some of them weren't so great to work with. And I just think that it's a really, like you said, a really, really hard career.
Yeah.
To be in.
Yes. And for women especially.
Oh, 100%. And I'm not excusing bad behavior, but I don't know. Like, pressure and stress will make you act a really, really funny way.
Right. And I mean, it's like stand-up comics, they're going up in front of a group of people and trying to make them laugh, which is like one of the hardest things you can do. And just like, just for your mental and like your self-esteem, I could just see that being so taxing. And if you're an actor or a singer, it's like you've, you know, it's a little bit different, I guess I would say.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, you guys, you know, keep an eye out, I guess, for that. I don't know if there's been more discussion on Twitter after that tweet came out. The, this podcast is being recorded on Tuesday and the tweet was posted this afternoon. So I don't know if there's been more chatter or if the tweet went even more viral or what. But I guess just stay tuned on that developing or not developing story.
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food, with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
The last thing I want to talk to you about, and this is in honor of John Mayer playing at Madison Square Garden in New York City, my hometown, the past two nights. No, I did not see him perform, but I sure received a lot of video from his concert. So I felt like I was there. So thanks, guys. Thanks for sending me all the John Mayer footage. It looked like a fun concert. Andy Cohen was there both nights. Looked like he had a blast. But in honor of that, let's talk about John Mayer's dating life. Okay, I received this message. And this is someone who, I mean, okay, so you guys, these are emails. So I don't know if they are reliable or not. But this one says, I don't know if anyone cares, but I was at MSG for John Mayer tonight and standing to the left in the stands was Andy Cohen. He looked good tonight. And two down from him was what looked like the same girl you posted a pic of on a date with John Mayer back in November. She had the same ponytail and earrings and was super tall. He also looked over her way so many times singing tonight. It was actually really cute and she looked giggly. He did mention he wants a garage clicker and a wife, then looked her way again. I have video, but I don't know how to send it on here. Okay, well, whoever sent me this, the email you used was hidemois@anon.com. So I can't even email you back to get this fucking video, but just so you know, Sophia, so like in November, somebody sent me a picture and they were like, oh my God, I saw John Mayer at dinner tonight at sushi. He looked like he was on a date. And they sent a very clear picture of him at a table with a girl. And okay. I covered her face because I felt bad because she wasn't a celebrity. She was a normal girl. And,
okay, you know,
his fans are a little passionate. So I didn't want to expose her. People found out her name anyway. People told me her name, and then more people were emailing me her name. So somehow her name got out. She is a normal person. She does go to NYU grad school, I think. So if this was in fact her at the concert, like that could make sense. Now, you know, my John Mayer sources are very loyal to him. They won't tell me if they're actually dating, but I do think they are. Like, that's what my gut tells me, is he's dating this girl. I'm not going to say her name. She is, I think, a student at NYU.
Okay.
Now, this this is another email I got, which is just so fucking crazy, about, again, about the concert. They said, don't know if you saw that John Mayer stopped his show last night to help a fan who had a medical emergency in the crowd, but he did everything right. That's that's because John Mayer is an EMT, and the guy is no bullshit either. I'll leave it at that about...
I can't either. Wait, I'm dying.
Wait.
Wait,
it says, I'll leave it at that about his qualifications, but you could look him up on NREMT. It's public information and he'll pop up. Good for him.
No, I swear
to fucking God, this. Okay, so you guys are gonna be like, why didn't you look it up so you have the information? I just found this email right before we started recording. Somebody sent it to me on the 10th of February. But if he's a fucking EMT, I'll die. If this person is lying about him being an EMT, I will equally die, because that's the best fucking rumor I've ever heard.
This is the biggest scandal of 2022, and I need to know. And I also need to know, was he an EMT and then got famous? Or, like, at some point in his career, was he like, I would like to have that qualification for whatever reason? I need to know.
You have to, I would assume you would have to keep renewing your EMT status. Hold on. Is John Mayer an EMT? If I got to Google it. I can't even wait until we're done.
This is hard hitting news, you guys. I know. This is like.
Wait, it says, no, I can't find it.
Oh my God. If this person's fucking with us, like.
That's the best fucking. I love it. No, the best. I love when people make up crazy shit like this. That's like so, that just makes you laugh. Like,
I know.
Is John Mayer an EMT? Like, that's hilarious. They're going to be like, you're so dumb. You believe everything. Like, yeah, I would fucking believe this. He looks like he would want to be an EMT. Tell me I'm wrong.
He has EMT written all over his face.
He totally does.
What is an EMT? Like, they like can give mouth to mouth. Then 100%.
I don't know. No, there's all different, like, there's like EMT, and then there's like, I don't know, you're in the ambulance. I have no fucking idea. I'm like, because I literally, you guys are gonna be like, you don't know anything, but I just got this email and I was like, I have to read Sophia this email, because
no, that's incredible. And like, honestly, if I'm in New York and I see John Mayer anywhere near me, I am gonna pretend to faint.
Oh my God. He goes to Carbone every time he's in New York. He was just there with Andy. You go to Carbone, you pretend to choke and see if he fucking comes over does the Heimlich immediately.
Oh my God. I guess I'm just going to have to like go to Carbone every single night and, you know, I was about to say drain my bank account. Excuse me. I will have someone pay for my dinner. I'll find someone, but like
Joe,
I'm just gonna
Joe will
there.
Take you.
Joe? Oh, Joe's of course, duh. The guy I'm talking to, Joe's gonna take me, duh.
Yeah.
And
Joe's
then,
gonna take you.
Yeah, I'm gonna like choke on, you know, their pasta and boom, and like we'll see. I don't know that much about John Mayer. I do know, it's so funny you say like his fans are like crazy, because someone that works on the Sloot Media team and works for me, well, Sophia with an F, her obsession with John Mayer and how much she loves him exceeds anything I've ever seen, any love or fandom for a celebrity ever. And I don't really get it. Like, what am I missing? What is it about him? It's the EMT. Like,
well, now it's going to be that he's an EMT. Yeah, I think it's just because he's like tall and he has like boyish good looks and he sings and plays a musical instrument. So it's just like, you know, he's like hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. You know his song, like, Your Body is a Wonderland?
Yeah.
Obviously. And it's like, your body is a wonderland. I'll use my hands. That song creeps, like, gives me creep vibes. I don't know why. If you, like, listen to it and listen to the lyrics, like, I get a little, like, I'm not vibing with this.
I mean, maybe your body was a wonder. Well, first of all, it's supposed to be about Jennifer Love Hewitt. But if he does have an EMT background, that could also explain your body is a wonderland.
Oh, so he understands the human body.
Yes.
Because he is an EMT. Okay, so that's fucking hot. All right. So then, yeah, I get it. I also heard about John Mayer that he's like trying to be a comedian, like behind the scenes. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that he is developing his own talk show.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I actually got a really good tip about it, like with details, and I forgot to fucking screenshot it and post it. It was a long time ago, but it could have been announced also. He is trying to have his own talk show. Now, he's always on Raya. Have you seen him on Raya?
No, I have not seen him on Raya because I haven't been on Raya for a second. I honestly like feel like I'm going to get back on probably because when I get back to New York, because there is no point on being on Raya when you're in Utah, I can assure you.
Right, right.
There's literally like three people and they're all like a 4-hour drive and it's like, huh? But I'm trying to think of the people I have seen. I've seen Pete Davidson. I've seen plenty of athletes. I've seen some actors on Succession. I saw Greg from Succession on there. BJ Novak?
Yep.
Something like that. Yeah, but never John Mayer, and I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on, but I've heard it's really hard to get your profile off. Like if it's on and you're not active, people will still see it. So I've been sent profiles of people who have girlfriends and they're like, oh my God, they're on Raya still. And I'm like, I think it's just they don't delete their profile.
Right, right, right. Oh, Trevor Noah. Yeah, I saw him. I also saw him in person, by the way, and he is hotter in person. Like he's like sexy. Like he has like this energy to him.
I believe that 100%. I wonder if he's still with Minka Kelly. I get like, so she went to South Africa with him for Christmas and they haven't been seen together since. And he's seen a lot in New York. Like he goes out to dinner a lot. He'll go out a lot. So my followers see him all the time and they haven't been together. So I'm very curious if they're still together. They're a hot couple.
So sexy. Minka is like, oh my God, she's in my top like hottest actresses for sure.
You kind of look like her.
Oh my God. Thank you. Best compliment ever.
I mean, you kind of do.
I don't see it, but I love it. Trevor did when he came over to the table because I was with some people he knew. He did take a peek at me. I'm probably making it up in my head. I feel like he maybe checked me out for 1 second. But I was also the only girl at a table full of guys, so he probably wasn't. I just made that up in my head, but I don't
know. No, he was definitely checking you out. I don't know I doubt he listens to this podcast. I think he follows my account. So if anyone could get this message back to Trevor, and he's single, let's do a little sliding. Let's do a little sliding in the DMs.
Wow, Trevor
Sophia
follows your account.
Oh, okay. Well,
Wait, does he?
I don't know. Let me look. He might. He has sent me a nice DM. Yes.
Oh, okay. Great.
He has. Yeah, he's a nice guy. Yes, he does follow the account. So, okay. But I don't know if he listens to the podcast. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like, okay, that would be a huge conversion, you know, okay, to go from just following to listening. But if he is, and if somebody that knows him is listening, and he's single, because we don't want any, you know, double dippers.
Nope, I don't
slide into Sophia's DMs. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's make another love connection. I'm getting greedy. I'm going to definitely have to buy one of your t-shirts because now I'm trying to just hook you up with fucking everybody.
Babe, I am going to send you a bunch of my greedy merchandise. It's so fucking cute and you're going to rock it so much. And Joe, that guy I said I was talking to, if you're listening, if you do want to slide into my DMs, Joe does not exist. And that never happened.
Okay. If you're single, you could do whatever you want. You could go on a date with Joe and you can go on a date with Trevor. And you're moving to New York in 2 weeks. So you need to go out, you know, be a girl about town and go out on dates and like,
I know, live I'm it so up. Excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Well, I wanted to talk to you about Raya, but we're coming to an end. So maybe we could do like a Raya episode because Raya is one of the biggest questions I get all the time. And I just want everyone to know I am not posting any more Raya friend passes because people were selling them. And I didn't think that was like the right thing to do. So I stopped doing that.
I did an episode with my friend John and we said that anyone could DM him and he would give them his Raya passes and he was swiftly kicked off Raya and has not been allowed back on. So.
Yes. Yeah. No, people were getting kicked off, but people were also selling them, which I thought I just didn't like that. So I said, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do Raya pass posts anymore, but I still get asked like at least 5 times a day, like, do you have a Raya friend pass? And I'm like, or can you post about Raya friend passes? And like, I'm sorry guys, but I don't do that anymore, but I'm happy to get tips on, you know, how you could navigate Raya, how you could like, maybe we could try to help them, you know, with their Instagram account, how to get on Raya because I think
like
that
their
that's
profiles
and their profile,
like profile pictures. Yes.
let's we could definitely, you know, do an episode about that, but we're out of time mm-hmm. today. But thank you so much. Tell everyone where they could find you.
Thank you so much, Dew. I feel like I've like known you my whole life. I don't know why, but you guys, you can find me again. My podcast is Sophia with an F. I talk a little bit of celeb gossip, but I talk a lot about sex and relationships and mental health, my just debauchery and my life and my stories. And you can find me on all social media, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y. My Instagram is very exciting. I'll drink too much and post on there and you guys will love it. And yeah, that's about it, Dew. Thank you so much for having me.
And your TikTok. Did you say TikTok?
Yes. Oh, TikTok. By the way, I've been telling people the wrong TikTok screen name for the past year. So it's actually Sophia Franklin and the number one. So this is my first time saying it correctly. You can follow me there too. The Daily Mail and the New York Post. Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. You know what, you guys? My producer is like sitting next to me. It's a zero. Okay. My TikTok. Fuck. I'm a disaster. What the hell? My social media girl is going to be like, what is wrong with you? My TikTok is Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and the number zero. And I was mentioned in the Daily Mail and the New York Post for a TikTok I made, and I was called embarrassing and toxic. So my TikTok is a lot of fun, too.
Who called you that? The Post or the Daily Mail or the followers?
No, the Daily Mail came out with an article saying I was embarrassing and toxic, I believe were their words, was the headline.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not true. That's not nice.
Whatever.
You were giving tips. I saw the TikTok. You guys, it's really funny. Check it out. She's giving a tip. Like you're giving like an actual real life tip that people could use in their relationships, which is like, I like that.
On a first date, how to get a guy to like, you know, ask you out on that second date. So check it out and do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, guys. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMois.